Sydney's best breakfast. 2GB.
Well, this is very exciting. We have a champion in the studio with us this morning. Kaylee McEwen has just returned from the World Swimming Titles in Japan, and she's brought back 3 gold medals. She is the first athlete in history to win the backstroke triple crown. She won the 50.
Kaylee, can she hang on here? There's a stack of challenge, and she's winning again! There's no one quite like her. Another night, another goal for Kaylee McEwen.
She won the 100.
McEwen, looking for a world record maybe. Kaylee, she's digging in for the fight. She might have got the better of Smith here. She's the greatest we've seen, and she's the undisputed backstroke champion of the world.
And the 200 metres.
She's gone straight past Regan Smith. She's won the 50. She's won the 100. Now she's won the 200, and she's fast becoming a legend. One of the greatest swimmers we have ever produced.
Wow, stop the fight. 3 races against the best in the world for 3 wins, and if that's not enough, the 22-year-old is also the defending Olympic champion. She won both gold medals in Tokyo in 2020, and without doubt, she is the best backstroker in the world. And she's in Sydney in our studio. Kaylee McEwen, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having
me on. Great to meet you in the flesh. What's it like when you listen back to those highlights and you think, wow, that was me. I did it. 3 in a row.
Yeah, well, that's actually the first time I've heard the commentating, so you did a really good job. I actually got a little bit of chills hearing that back. So yeah, thank you for putting that together.
Yeah, that was Matt Thompson in the commentary box. Where are the gold medals, by the way? I'm looking forward to you handing them over so I can hold them.
They're actually at my sister's place because I had literally flew straight into Brisbane and then straight here. So
what?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're supposed to carry them around and show them off.
Oh, sorry. I should put them around my neck. Like a bit of jewellery, yeah.
What about the team? Ariane Titmus, Molly O'Callaghan. Let's focus on the women first of all before we get to any of the blokes. Just fantastic. You guys, there's nothing stopping you. What's it like in the team environment when it's not just you winning the medals, but the others too?
Yeah, look, after that first day of racing, I was like, here we go, the Australians are on. So I think just like the whole culture was something amazing to be a part of. And it just like, as soon as you get that momentum, you just keep going.
We've spoken before about your journey, your dad, who is your mentor. He sadly passed away in 2020. It meant that he didn't get to see you win at the Tokyo Olympic Games. But can you just explain, for people who haven't heard you explain this before, about his presence and how it stays with you when you're competing, when you're training, when you're doing anything?
Yeah, look, I think I believe in spirits and that kind of stuff. And I always like to think that my dad's there during my races. And I've actually got a little tattoo on my foot that says, I'll always be with you. And it just so happens every time I'm on the blocks, it's the first and last thing that I see when I'm diving in. So yeah, it's a little reminder of get your ass going.
I love that. Well, I wear my dad's socks, which is a bit strange. But when my dad passed away, we were going through his things. I thought, he's got lots of socks here. So I took, you know, bunches of dad's socks. And now when I'm getting socks on in the morning, it's same as me. I look down at my feet and go, there's a pair of dad's socks. So you look at the tattoo, and when you see the tattoo, you think, you better move that bum, get swimming.
Yeah, 100%.
Now, there's a bit of drama around today. You know that I'm going to ask you about this because the Americans tried to claim victory in the World Championships because they secured the most number of overall medals. Kate Campbell, one of your fellow swimmers, has described them as sore losers. Now, that hasn't gone down too well with you, apparently.
Look, I think everyone's entitled to an opinion, and I just don't agree with how Kate went about expressing her opinion. I'm all for, you know, rivalry and that kind of thing, but there's no need to really be nasty about it in some ways.
You don't like the trash talk?
No. I'm personally not about that. So yeah, when I had seen that, I was like, well, she's not really speaking on all of the Australians.
She said it's so much sweeter beating America. The first night of competition, we did not have to hear Star Spangled Banner throughout the stadium. I can't tell you how happy that made me. If I hear that song again, well, yeah, she said she's not keen to hear it again. So sore losers, too heavy, or is it her right to say what she wants to say when she wants to say it?
She can say whatever she likes.
And you can say whatever you want?
Yep.
Do you two not get along or something?
No, we're perfectly fine. But, you know, I just got asked the question yesterday and I just said, you know, I wouldn't have said it personally, yeah.
Okay. Gina Rinehart, the mining billionaire. It's been revealed today that Gina Rinehart has pumped $60 million into Olympic sports in the last decade. She personally funds 75 swimmers and 50 rowers. Are you one of the swimmers who received some funding from Gina?
Yeah, Mrs. Reinhardt is basically my life support. Without her funding us athletes, I don't think many of us would still be in the sport. People don't really realise us as swimmers don't get a lot of funding unless it comes from sponsorships. So she's literally like our baseline.
How long has she been supporting you?
Since I was 16 years old.
And did you meet her at the time? How did all of this come about?
Yeah, look, I have met her in the past. She likes to appear at, you know, the Australian trials and that kind of thing. She was actually over in Japan for the last few days and, you know, cheering the Aussies on. So she's great at what she does and I'm very, very thankful for the support that she gives us athletes.
I call her Gina, but you call her...
Mrs. Reinhardt.
I mean, pretty lucky to have that level of support, and it's not just you. 75 swimmers, 50 rowers. She's pumped $60 million into Olympic sport in the last decade. It's a generous gift.
Yeah, very generous, and I'm grateful.
What are you thinking of doing one day when you're not swimming anymore? Is that too far away to even contemplate?
Look, I would love to be able to share my story and just be like a bit of a guest talker, I guess. So, yeah, something along those lines.
Are you disappointed about the Commonwealth Games not being held in Victoria?
We were actually overseas when that all came out. My partner, who's from Victoria, he was quite devastated about it, but I think they'll figure something out.
How long can you keep on going? As a swimmer, you're 22, you're a champion. Do you think about the next 5 to 10 years, or is it all about the next few months or the next 12 months?
Yeah, obviously with Paris fast approaching, that's first and foremost. But after that, you know, I'd like to potentially go to another Commonwealth Games, another World Championships. Whether I stretch that out to another Olympics, who knows? It's a long time away.
You're doing a bit of business outside of the pool because one of the reasons you're in the studio today, and this is breaking news, Kayleigh McEwen has been announced as the first female ambassador for Wahl Grooming Products.
Yeah.
Now, this is exciting news. Tell me about Wahl.
Look, it's...
Or do I not need to hear this stuff?
No, you definitely need to hear it.
Okay.
I don't mean to get all technical on you and stuff, but, you know, they're the number one grooming product for men and pets in the world. So
men and pets?
Men and pets. And now females are finally added onto the category there. So, yeah, it's nice to be... you know, equally on that, and I'm excited to be their ambassador. And
well, I guess a lot of the blokes would shave down as well or groom if they're getting in the pool because it means you swim faster, right?
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you, like the whole shave down process the night before is like a big deal for swimmers.
Okay.
Yeah. Mustaches go, females shaving legs, shaving arms. So, yeah, for me now, clippering. Yeah. It's been amazing.
All right. Well done. Congratulations on that. And thanks for all of the great highlights you provided us. And just keep on doing what you're doing. And next time, bring the bloody gold medals in.
Yeah, sorry about that, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Kayleigh McEwen joining us live in the 2GB studio.